It's Finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
Chief, mate, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I tell him I'm a blowjob. Then who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, oh, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
No, go past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're at now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just
now. When will then be now? Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush. Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Happy Friday. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. It's the last day of the week. Here we go.
Hooray!
And it snowed.
We made it.
White gold.
Yeah, white gold.
It's all good.
But is it enough for you to plow? Doesn't look like it.
Well, there's enough out there to make some money. That's all that matters. We're good.
Okay.
We're fine.
Do you plow up? Do you have contracts up in the mountains?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. I do not.
Are those hard to get?
Well, it's a long story, but no, not directly.
I just figured that those would be kind of cornered by local ones.
We can talk off air.
Okay. We'll talk off air. Sorry. John is planning to move in.
We'll talk off air. No, okay. It's all good. But no, it's good. It's great. It's a great day. So here, possible question of the day.
All right.
Yesterday, by the way, Charlie's on a roll. So we'll see if he gets today's right. But he was on a roll. He got yesterday's right. Yesterday's impossible question was, you have about three times more of these today than you did 10 years ago. Answer is passwords.
That's good, yeah.
Unless you just use the word password, which some do.
I would have said...
Or let me in, Charlie.
Or let me in.
Let me in. That was Charlie's first password. He just gave up his whole... Everything about Charlie's online. There you go. Let me in.
Mine is I forgot.
You guys are a lot smarter than me because I've never thought of using those as passwords.
You didn't, huh?
No, uh-uh. No.
Three times more than 10 years ago. I would say depressed friends.
Through COVID. Or less friends.
Yeah.
This day and age. Anyways, all right. Impossible question of the day today. Parents said the Reese's peanut butter cups are their favorite treats to steal from their kids. What's the second? Answer this in the 5 o'clock, or we'll give you the answer in the 5 o'clock hour, but you can answer this now on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. So, parents said that Reese's peanut butter cups are their favorite treats to steal. What's number two?
Well, I know my favorite ones that I like to eat are either M&M's, peanut especially.
Me too. You and I both.
Peanut M&M's.
Peanut M&M's.
Or I love Kit Kat. Those are great.
After store-bought candy,
yeah.
What's your favorite? I mean, if you had it all lined out, you walk down the whatever aisle, it's all there. What's your first go-to thing you eat?
My very first one actually would be chocolate-covered almonds.
Really?
That or peanut M&Ms.
See, peanut M&Ms are just my go-to. Give me that yellow bag. I'm good. I'm gone, done, handled.
Yeah, I love them both, and it just depends on my mood. But, you know, either way, I love them. After that, I love Kit Kat.
Oh, I love Kit Kats, too.
Crispy.
So you think that's number two? That's not a bad choice, by the way, for stealing from your kids. It isn't bad, is it, Charlie? Kit Kat number two?
See, I've never had kids, so I can't relate to this. I don't understand.
You steal all kinds of things from your kids.
Do you?
Yeah, as time goes by, sure. They steal from you, so you steal back.
Is this why Richard is so bitter?
Yes.
Okay, I was wondering.
Yes, I mean, you steal all sorts of things from your kids. I mean, keep in mind, they're stealing from you daily, so you're going to steal back when you can. It's just constant tug of war between parent and kid.
Okay, let me ask this. You're serving some really good steak.
Yes.
For dinner, Richard.
Yes.
You got Richard over. Who do you give the best cut to, him or you?
Him, because he's a guest. When I was a kid, when he was a kid, though, me.
Yeah.
He's now a guest in the
okay,
home. Okay, so before
yeah,
that's
it's me. Right. But back when he was more of a kid.
Oh, me.
When he came in kid travel size.
Dad always gets a choice steak. Always. But when they grow up and leave and they come back, then they're a guest, so you give them the choice steak.
See, in my home, wife gets the choice steak.
Oh, she gets a choice steak.
I make sure of that.
Oh, gotcha.
Happy wife, happy husband.
All right, we got lots of things to talk about when we come back. We're going to do some COVID stuff. What? Go ahead.
You didn't guess one.
I'm going to say, I'm with you, I'm the Kit Kat. I think Kit Kat's a good choice.
All right. So what's coming up?
All right, so we got COVID we're going to talk about for a little bit. We've got somebody coming on from GMC or General Motors going to talk about the new GMC Hummer EV, which, by the way, is a really cool car. We'll talk to them at about the 3:30 mark. Franktown Firearms is going to join us in the 3:45 mark, and we'll get a little interview from them, find out what's going on out there if you're looking to buy a gun or ammo or get training. And then, of course, myself, Richard, and Andy will do movies with deadlines at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, it seemed appropriate.
I got a few. It'll be fun.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have a lot of fun. And then 5 o'clock hour, Sal Gentile is going to join us. Right now, a lot of you are looking at different insurance options because it's that renewal time of the year. And he's actually based here in Colorado, co-founder of Friday Health Plans. And we'll talk a little bit about health insurance and some things that way. Plus, we'll finish up probably in the 5 o'clock hour with some more COVID stuff and what's going on in the world around us. I do have a couple of things I want to read when we come back. As we have time, or I'll save them until 5 o'clock. I don't know. I got a lot going on. We'll figure it out during the break, and we'll come back and do something. How's that?
Sounds like fun.
All right. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next, folks. Don't forget, Cooper Tires have a great $50 rebate right now, and you can do that by just going to Extreme Auto Repair. Find them at klzradio.com or call them directly at 303-841-1071.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong. Extreme Auto Repair will honor your service contract. Unlike most independent shops, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership's service contract. Promises kept.
Ascent Health Center, if you're not feeling well or you want to make sure you do feel well, even with COVID and everything else running around, flu, colds, all those different things. Which, by the way, just a side note, a lot of things going on where you can have all the symptoms and really never end up with COVID. But because they're so similar, in some cases, you don't know the difference. Stay healthy, and Dr. Julie can help you do that. 303-343-8800. Find her at AscentHealthCenter.com.
Changes in your routine shouldn't stop you from achieving your health goals. John Rush recommends Dr. Julie Marchial of Ascent Health Center as your personal weight loss guide, giving you the confidence that you need to see real results. Dr. Julie wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. As she coaches you through the HCG diet program, you will start to see significant weight loss without starving yourself. HCG is a hormone that uses non-essential fat for energy. The homeopathic-based HCG diet teaches your body to burn excess fat first, leaving behind only the fat that your body really needs. Call Ascent Health Center in Lowry or Inglewood now. Schedule a free consultation with Dr. Julie to check your BMI and resting calorie burn. Call 303-343-8800 or visit RushToReason.com to find Dr. Julie now. Get the support you need to achieve the goal that you've been dreaming about.
Novus Auto Glass. In fact, the guys will be joining me tomorrow on Drive Radio as a guest. So if you got some glass questions, be sure to call in tomorrow. Otherwise, whatever you need for your vehicle, they handle all insurance companies as well, whether it's a chip, a crack, or a full replacement. Don't forget, they can do the calibration as well. Find them at RushToReason.com/Novus, and that's N-O-V-U-S.
Novus means innovate. And as the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. and each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus, N-O-V-U-S.
Whether you're preparing for your next big game hunt or your next waterfowl adventure, or hey, maybe it's time to go cast a line. Whether you're an experienced angler, hunter, or novice, Sportsman of Colorado Radio has all the information you need to make the most of your time in the great outdoors. This is Scott Watley. On Sportsman of Colorado Radio, we offer a variety of hunting and fishing experts, outfitters, guns, ammo, and archery specialists to keep hunters, anglers, and outdoorsmen informed of techniques, products, gear, conservation news, and the upcoming seasons. Tune in to Sportsman of Colorado Radio Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m. and Sundays at 5 a.m. on KLZ 560 and 100.7 FM.
Get a job. Avoid public transit. Listen to the radio. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. All right, I've got something that I want to read. This is somebody was sent me this morning, and actually my Novus folks sent me this. This was actually written up in Otis, Colorado. So this was published up in the northern part of the state. It basically says, from a teen perspective, okay? Dear Governor Jared Polis, my name is Kyle Goebel, and I'm a senior at Otis High School in Otis, Colorado. Just yesterday, December 10th, 2020, at approximately 10:50 a.m., my school counselor sat us down as a class. They had just received word that a student from the school just 15 miles to the west had taken his own life. And I wish to God that I could say that this was the first time we had to experience this, but it was not. This same tragedy had occurred just the week before, once again only 15 miles away to the east. 3 weeks earlier, another student claimed their own life less than 45 minutes away to the north. Do you know that these terrible accidents had even taken place? Did you grieve for these families? I would assume not, just because of our smaller population, we are being swept under the rug. Do you not see what is happening in rural Colorado? These mandates and restrictions have isolated these students and us from friends and mental health resources. Are you okay with this? Do you sleep well at night knowing the effect you're having on the younger generations of Colorado? When is enough enough? When do we get back to our normal life and choose not to live in fear, but live with resilience and respect for others? As a senior athlete, these restrictions and mandates have had a huge impact on my life. What about my fellow athletes that are relying on sports-based scholarships to pay for college? Are you saying that just because their parents are not able to pay for their tuition, that all their hard work was for nothing? What about the working students trying to save up for college? Are we supposed to take out hundreds of thousands of dollars in student debt so that you can feel safer at home? I do believe that COVID is an issue and we should take precautions, but do you believe that isolating us is helping? Have you seen the number of suicide attempts skyrocket in Colorado? Is this of no concern to you? Do the lives of your fellow Coloradans not matter to you, or are you just so oblivious that you don't see it? Do the people outside of urban areas even count as Colorado citizens? We pay taxes as well. It seems as though you are taking a discriminatory view of people that are not just like you. If we are to be great and diverse, or to be a great and diverse state, we all need to be counted as citizens. We, as Coloradans, need to stand up and be that change for this great nation's needs. By the way, well written by a high school student.
Fantastic. And absolutely right. By the way, John, let me throw this in.
Go ahead.
What was that? For ages 20 and under, you know what the risk level is?
Almost nil.
0.004%. That's 0.004% of a percent. And for that, this governor has shut down their entire world. Dumb. And has them committing suicide.
Dumb. Warren and Cheyenne, you're next. What's going on, Warren? Warren, are you there?
Warren?
Yeah, can you hear me?
We can hear you now. What's up, sir?
Holy moly. What a spiel you got.
Yeah, and that was written by a high school student in Otis, Colorado.
And not bad.
Nope, not bad at all for a kid in school.
Not for a kid. Well, I gotta compliment you on your format. Your programming is excellent. Your commentary is just outstanding.
Thank you, Warren.
Send me the check.
Yeah, I'll do it. In the mail, buddy. In the mail.
Uh-huh. How's everything else going?
Yeah, doing good. Got a little snow today, and I don't know if you guys got much up in the Cheyenne area or not, but no, it's fine. I mean, we'll take it. We need it. Right now, we need a little more than that.
Yeah, we got a couple inches.
Yeah, we'll take it. Not too bad. I mean, we can use some more, but we'll take that. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah, everything else is fine.
Yep, doing well.
Yeah, I'm just busy, a little incognito, just listening to all the hoopla.
Okay, we'll keep listening, Warren. We appreciate you, sir, very much so.
All right, big boy.
All right, man, love you. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon, Warren. Appreciate it very, very much. Good guy, by the way. Love Warren.
Awesome guy.
Actually, all of our listeners. We really great listeners. It's fun when we're out and about on remotes and different things, and we're able to actually meet people along those lines. I really enjoy it. It's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, but what about that Susan character?
So, I mean, the one that's up next?
Yeah.
Susan, welcome. How are you? I love Susan, too.
that Susan character?
That's right.
How are you, Susan?
Hi, Susan.
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good.
John, I heard you read that letter from that high school. Was that a young man that
yes,
wrote that?
Yes, young man, yes.
You know, it's very true, and I hope I don't cry. I have my oldest granddaughter is in high school, and these kids are suffering.
Yep.
And it's horrible. Nobody knows except the families that are dealing with it. And they need to go back to school. They need to get back to being high schoolers and enjoying life and doing their sports and all that they're supposed to do. This isn't healthy
in any way. And the reality, Susan, and Andy said it a moment ago, if you look at that age group and even the typically speaking, I realize at times there's some elderly, you know, maybe assistants and coaches and things like that. But in general, the majority of people that are involved in the school systems across the board are of ages where COVID is of no effect ultimately on the death rate in that particular group. It's ridiculous what we're doing when it comes to shutting schools down.
It is. It's ridiculous. It's, you know, and the whole thing is ridiculous. I'm just fed up with it. That's just
well, yeah, I mean,
I
could go one step further and say just the entire shutdowns and not being able to go to a restaurant is ridiculous. We're doing this completely backwards. Andy's got some stats we're going to share with everybody in a moment. But the stats the stats show that the more we keep things locked down, when we do actually open them back up, if we haven't done things correctly with those that are elderly and still at high risk, we're still not helping them at the end of the day. We're not doing anything to help them.
Right. And viruses do not go away because you shut people up in their homes.
Nope. And if you're waiting for the cure-all vaccine, that means we're even dumber than we look, Susan.
Yep. That's right. It's going to be around forever. It's going to mutate just like everything else.
That's right.
And we've got to deal with it and get on with life.
That's right. Well said. And you of all people would know that.
Well, it's just... You know, John, I want to say one more thing. I wonder, has our state really gone blue? Or have we been victims of Dominion?
We're blue. Unfortunately, we are blue.
Let me
rephrase that. When it comes to the metro area of Colorado, including the Colorado Springs area, yes, we are blue. In fact, we're pretty dark blue in different portions of the metro area. Outside of that, no, I think we're pretty red if you look across the rest of the state. The problem is there's not enough of the rest of the state in actual physical numbers of individuals. There's more land mass, but the physical numbers don't counteract what goes on in the metro area that is deep blue.
Yeah, Susan, I would never say the Democrats have not abused Dominion in some way just because they'll abuse anything they can get their hands on. However, we've simply been overwhelmed by numbers that have come into the state from out of state, and now, yes, we're blue.
Yeah, but, you know, it just makes me wonder. It's like all of these things that have been passing, really? I don't know. I just, maybe it's just my hopeful Colorado native self.
Well, and I like you, and you know, Colorado native as well, and you know that. But I unfortunately, to Andy's point a moment ago, we've had so many others that have moved in and brought their policies that they basically left behind. And in some cases, they didn't necessarily. I think this is the misconception. Everybody thinks they leave those areas because they don't like the particular political policies that are there. So then they come to Colorado and bring those same policies. In a lot of cases, they leave for other reasons. It's not just because of a political climate. They leave because there's too many people. They want more wide open spaces, or they want to, you know, do things in the mountains or whatever. The reality is they don't just leave for the political end of things, and in turn they bring all those political beliefs with them and change it here, and that's what they've done.
Yeah, they sure have.
So, and by the way, Susan, and you would know this being from my area, and I do believe this. A listener told me this years ago, and I think they're spot on. The changes in Colorado happened when IBM brought a bunch of East Coast New Yorkers in up into the northern part of Boulder, yep. And that just migrated across the state from that point forward.
Yep, that's absolutely true.
So,
because Boulder was a cowboy town.
That's right. It was until then.
It had a big cowboy influence,
that's right.
And we were part of that.
That's right. And that changed when IBM moved to town.
It sure did.
Yep. Good stuff, Susan. Thank you very much. Okay. I appreciate it. Andy, share some of your stats.
Well, I don't really think we have time at this point.
Go ahead. We got time. Go ahead. We got a few minutes.
Dry timber, really quick. When people talk about South Dakota, and they'll come out and say, look, South Dakota, right now they have a much higher death rate.
Yeah, you heard that from Jordan Goodman earlier in the week.
Right. He was throwing that out there. Mm-hmm. And here's the problem with that to Jordan and to others. What they're going through right now is that they are allowing COVID to sweep through naturally. And what that's going to do is clear out what we call the dry timber. And this phrase is actually used in scientific circles regarding deaths from viral agents.
Viral deaths.
Right. You've got a certain percentage of people within every society who are vulnerable to each kind of virus. And that percentage is the dry timber that can die as the virus sweeps through. You with me so far?
I am.
Okay. And obviously, it's different in different places. The place that will have just about the lowest dry timber in the country is going to be Colorado. Why? We're healthier. We're much healthier. We're younger than other places. We're going to have lower dry timber.
True.
Florida, of course, has very high dry timber because of the number of elderly. Then you have the places that with weight problems and so forth, upper Midwest.
Deep South, things like that.
Deep South and so forth. Okay. Now, a good example was Sweden. Sweden had a lot of dry timber, and they even looked into this. Why? Two reasons. First of all, they have their number of elderly, but also they had a very low death count the year before. It just goes up and down.
And it ebbs and flows.
Ebbs and flows. And because of that, they had a lot more elderly coming into this year who were ready to die and who were going to be picked off by COVID. Well, here's what happened. Sweden allowed it to go through quickly, and they had very high death counts up in Sweden early on, and that was largely because of dry timber. It was being burned out, and you had all over the news, CNN, MSNBC, NBC, and so forth, all talking about Sweden, Sweden, Sweden. And by the way, you had Jordan Goodman, who mentioned Sweden back at that time, and Sweden hasn't been mentioned for months. Why? They burned out their dry timber. Now, what I'm going to do is really quick, and then we'll go to break, give you what's happened in just over the last week. And I could go back several weeks, but the last week is really pronounced. Sweden's death rate, number of deaths per, say, 100 cases of COVID, is dramatically less than these countries. Germany's right now is running over 500% higher than Sweden.
Wow.
Okay.
Amazing.
Yeah, let's look at this. France is running over 700% higher than Sweden. Italy, over 900% higher. England, over 600% higher. Spain, 900% higher. Belgium is going over 1,100% higher. In other words, you are 11 to 12 times as likely to die of COVID right now in Belgium as you are in Sweden. Why? Dry timber.
Well,
so
said.
South Dakota is burning out their dry timber right now. Guess what? Later on, you're going to see numbers like this.
Well said. Franktown Firearms, folks, is coming up next, and we're going to hear from them at the 3:45 mark. So without further ado, we'll just let the commercial play. We'll talk to them at 3:45. But in the meantime, anything you need from Franktown Firearms, just find them on the web at klzradio.com.
The team at Franktown Firearms designed their indoor shooting range to be an oasis from the outside world where you can relax, unwind, and blow off a little steam. They've worked hard to keep their shelves stocked and prices low so they can provide a welcoming place to practice, learn, and take a break for a while. You may be seeing wiped out shelves everywhere else, but not at Franktown Firearms. The team at Franktown Firearms want to help you become an educated, well-trained, confident shooter. so they make sure you have everything you need to practice, including ammo. Buy a gun at Franktown, and they will have ammo for you to train with at a fair price. As a member of Franktown Firearms, you can reserve lane time 7 days a week, including after hours, so you can come by after work. Sign up for a membership today at klzradio.com/Franktown. Mention Rush to Reason for a discount on your initiation fee. Franktown Firearms. Save money. Get treated well.
Pure Force Chevrolet is up next, and yes, my C8 Corvette is actually out there. It's on display. You're welcome to go by, take a peek at it. Beautiful car. I was out there today, visited with the guys, and you'll enjoy stopping in and just checking out all the different things they've got going on at Pure Force Chevrolet. Whether it's new or used, they've got you covered. Don't forget, it's Chevrolet. Find new roads. Call them at 303-659-8311 or purefoychevrolet.com.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. You know, being in business for 6 decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purefoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purefoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
All right, Al Smith, he is our financial advisor. As we get to the end of the year and you start looking at next year, make sure that you're set to go when it comes to your financial plan. KLZradio.com is the website to go to, or 303-744-1128.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
America's Free Press is supposed to be a watchdog of your freedom. Are they doing their job? Kim Munson here. Monday, 5-time Emmy Award-winning journalist Cheryl Akison joins me to talk about her latest book, Slanted, How the News Media Taught Us to Love Censorship and Hate Journalism. Plus, Cheryl will share her perspective on the alleged election fraud and irregularities in the 2020 election and why it matters to you. That's Monday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again, 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, your engineer. Courtney Lindworm joining us now. She is with GMC Hummer EV Program Engineering Manager. Courtney, welcome to Rush to Reason. How are you today?
I'm good, John. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. And you've got a very cool vehicle that is making its way to the marketplace. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's very cool anyways. I don't know what other people think, but I think it's really cool. So talk about it. You know, for our listeners that are out there listening to us right now, for those of you that maybe don't know about it, I mean, I'm a car guy, Courtney, so I kind of saw this in the very early stages, but explain to our listeners what the new Hummer EV will be.
So the GMC Hummer EV is an all-electric super truck that is completely off-road capable, but is also very luxurious and awesome to drive.
And it's got some really cool features when it comes to some of the things that you just mentioned. Can you talk about some of the things that we'll do off-road?
So we have a new feature that we've announced called Crab Walk, where we can move the vehicle diagonally so that if you're in a weird predicament when you're off-roading, you can get out of that. We also have a new feature called underbody cameras, where we put two cameras underneath, and you can go to this view in your center screen and look at your tires, both your front and rear, so you can see where they're going over rocks or boulders and understand what's going on with the vehicle and how it's going to move.
Very cool. What is, and this is something that I don't know, so maybe this is something you can help me with, or maybe it's not published yet, and this isn't why, or it's why I don't know about it yet. What's the range of it going to be like?
We have not officially published the numbers, but it will be within the 350 range.
Okay, which, by the way, is awesome. So you're talking about going, you know, up for a day camping or hunting or, you know, fishing or, you know, going the back roads, whatever the case may be, that's going to get you there and back. I mean, it depends on where you're at, but as we continue to get more infrastructure and charge stations and things like that, which are coming along, I actually, Courtney, even though I'm a real hardcore car guy, I got a Chevy Bolt that I drive on a daily basis. That's sort of my daily driver, and I've learned a lot about electric vehicles driving it, and I'll be honest with you, it's a blast. I can only imagine what the Hummer is going to be like.
Yeah, and one of the other cool things GM has done is we are now partnering with EVgo to get even more of that charging infrastructure in place.
Gotcha. EVgo, I'm not familiar with that. I'll have to check that out. EVgo, perfect. Yep. All right, I will do that. All right, give us some of the other features on the vehicle, because I know it's also got a great tow capacity, comes with 35-inch tires, but I think it's capable of going up to 37-inch tires, which, if I'm not mistaken, is going to be one of the largest tires on a vehicle in production coming out. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes. So we are making it capable of 37-inch. Currently, we won't be offering it, but if you were to go buy some, you could fit them on and not have any issues with the vehicle.
Okay.
So that's awesome. We also are the first year edition one, we're going to put rock sliders standard on the vehicle to keep with that off-road capability. We also have DC fast charging, which will be 100 miles in 10 minutes. So if you were to run into the grocery store or something, you could gain 100 miles. This vehicle will have Super Cruise, which is currently on our Cadillacs, and so we're excited to now put that on a GMC for the first time. There's just so many features to talk about with this vehicle.
And let's not forget, 0 to 60 in 3 seconds for a vehicle of that size. That's fast.
Yes. So that's what we're calling Watts to Freedom. We are very excited that it's going to be capable of 3 seconds. It's an amazing feature.
That's very, no, that, for those of you listening, that is very, very, very fast.
That's out of a cannon.
Yeah, I mean, the C8 that I just bought, Courtney, is around the 2.8, if I'm not mistaken, 0 to 60 times. So this thing is going to run right with what the new C8 will be at, roughly.
That's right. It definitely puts a smile on your face.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about that. So that part will be very, very cool. All right, what's the plan on, you know, launch? Do you guys have a launch date set? I know you can do pre-orders right now. Talk about that if you would.
Yeah, so you can go to gmc.com right now and pre-order edition one and put money down for other editions past the first year. And the launch date is the fall of next year, so fall of 2021.
Okay.
So we're pushing it and going to get there.
You know what? I think this is absolutely fabulous. And again, being a car guy, I love technology. Is driving an electric vehicle for everyone? No, of course not. Those are some of the things I've learned driving the Chevy Bolt. But I will say the technology and the capabilities and the things that are there, Courtney, it's just absolutely cool. I don't know what else to say. The cool factor is just fabulous. And again, the 0 to 60 time on a vehicle of that size is just unbelievable.
Yeah, I think one thing I forgot to mention, too, is that we have sky panels. So
yes,
your roof
you do.
Is made out of
Yes.
Panels, so you'll be able to remove those, all four of them, and you actually will be able to store them in the front of the vehicle, so we call it a frunk. So because there's no engine now,
right.
There's extra space, and so we made sure to design it so that all four of those panels will fit in your trunk.
So basically, and you can take them all off. So you open the hood, take all the panels off, store them inside of the front area, the frunk, if you would, and then away you go. That's perfect, by the way. That is awesome because it still has a little bit of a bed in the back where if you're going to haul your camping gear or anything else, there's still room for that as well.
Yeah, and if you're out and it starts to rain or something, you can just pull over and put them back on.
Put your panels
back
up.
You don't have to worry about them being at home. Yeah,
it's very cool. I think you can already tell my happiness of this vehicle is just, I'm just really trying to decide, do I want to put my name on one or not yet? Courtney, I haven't got quite that far yet, but you know what? Stranger things have happened, so I may very well do that. It's a very cool vehicle, and it'll be one of a... It'll just be one of those things that, even looking at the vehicle, it just has a look and a feel. I mean, we've seen some of the other vehicles that are out there that, in a way, are, you know, quote unquote competition to this. But the reality is, they all look like some futuristic thing. This looks like an actual, real, capable, solid, good-looking truck, if you would, you know, high-end SUV. And I think the cool factor is just there.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, GM has been designing and engineering and building trucks for over 100 years. So we're taking that history and taking it to the next level.
Well done. It's really great. As things get a little bit closer, you're welcome to join us again, Courtney, give us some updates. But it's really a joy having you, and it's a great vehicle. Congratulations to General Motors and GMC.
Thank you.
And thanks for thanks for coming out with that, because that just, as we move along with technology, things get better and better.
That's right. We're excited, too. We're excited for you guys to all see and experience this.
Great. Courtney, thank you again so much. I appreciate it. Have a fabulous weekend.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And you know what, guys? Really, it is. It's a cool vehicle. When it first came out, Walt and Richard and I, we were all kind of looking at it on the, you know, they had a little launch video thing one day. And it's just really, really cool. A lot of you are going to say, John, it's electric. Yeah, I know. That's what makes it so cool. And some of you are thinking, well, that means you're a greenie. Nope. Nope. In fact, I will tell you right now, buying an electric vehicle probably means you're not a greenie, because you're actually not helping the environment, quote unquote, when you buy an electric vehicle.
No, not with everything you got to burn to make the electricity.
That's exactly right. And or the battery pack alone and what's involved with it and so on. So no, you're really not a greenie driving a electric vehicle. You're actually far from it.
What about a hybrid?
I'm not a big hybrid guy. Sorry, just not.
But then you get to burn oil and
coal. Yeah, you get the best of both worlds, I guess. But if you've never driven a fully electric vehicle, and as I said a moment ago, a vehicle that size, 0 to 60 in 3 seconds.
It's incredible.
It's a rocket.
Right.
It's like it'll be like no other truck you've ever driven. It's just the cool factor is just there. And some of the things they've also been able to do, given the fact the drivetrain is completely different, you know, they're able to do some things off-road that you won't do with any other vehicle. There's nothing else like that. You won't be able to do anything else like that.
No, it's really impressive.
It's just a solid, cool factor you just don't get any other way. So, yeah, am I kind of excited? I think you guys can all tell that, yeah, I am. It's just fascinating. So Bill is up. What's going on, Bill?
Okay. I wish I could have got in before she got off the phone. Now, the thing with an electric car.
Uh-huh.
Okay. How long is it going to take? If, say, you're out and about and you need a charge, where are you going to charge it? Is someone going to convince King Supers and Safeway and whatever?
Yeah, I think you will start seeing more of those. They're already starting to see those pop up, Bill. And, yes, I think you'll start to see more, whether it be the shopping mall, grocery stores, what have you. Yeah, you're going to start seeing more of the quote-unquote, charge stations, and not the Tesla charge stations, but outside of even their network. Yeah, you're going to start seeing more and more of those. You already are.
How long is it going to take? What does it take to charge your Volt?
50 miles an hour on my Volt on a regular 220 charge. That's not on a DC charge, just a regular, the regular 220 charge. It's 50 miles an hour.
Yeah, but I mean, when you're at home, how long does it take you to
50 miles an hour. So it depends on how far I've ran it down. For me to off at night, as much as I drive during the day, it's about a two-hour charge at night to get my 100 miles back, roughly.
So 50 miles takes an hour.
That's right. It's 50 miles for 1 hour of charge.
Okay. Hey, I found out where the Trailblazer is being made.
Oh, where is it? I have not looked. I'm sorry, Bill.
I just called up Barry about an hour ago. I finally got an ad. They said that it's being made in Mexico.
Mexico. That does not shock me. That sounds right.
I was afraid that they were going to, you know, have the engine shipped over from China.
No, I don't think GM's got too much assembling going on as far as the engine side of it. I would have said either Mexico, Brazil, Canada, someplace like that.
It doesn't matter. I ordered just yesterday, I think it was, with Carl.
Nice.
A new Colorado.
Nice.
No, not the Trailblazer, no.
Good for you.
I guess I want to stick with a truck.
That's all right. I can understand that.
I like the Trailblazer idea. I'd have to see one, and the three-cylinder kind of scares me a little bit.
Can't blame you.
You know, because, you know, I think back, and it's probably old thinking because I was talking to a friend of mine, you know, and he goes, well, you know, the new turbocharged engines are completely different. You know, and I think back to the 60s when, what was it, Oldsmobile, that came out with the first turbocharged one.
That was Buick, actually.
What's that?
Buick was the first to turbocharge a car in the American world.
I forget who it was. But it put it on top of a gas engine, and it just blew it up.
Well, that was the diesel. That was the diesel gas conversion that was not a great deal at all.
Well,
Bill, I got to run. I appreciate the call very much.
Handle.
We can do this more on Drive Radio tomorrow if you want. Give us a call then. Otherwise, Franktown Firearms is going to join us in just 1 second. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning is next. And to make sure you get your end of the year estate planning done. Michael would love to help you with that. 720-394-6887 or find him at klzradio.com.
I am the ghost of legal present. I am the only benevolent spirit that matters to KLZ's mobile estate planner, Michael Bailey of Michael Bailey Law. Because your estate plan should describe your wishes as they are now, based on today's laws and the assets you currently possess. Once you've taken care of me, your friendly ghost of legal present at klzradio.com/estate, you may carry on with your everyday life, enjoying the peace of mind that I will never haunt your family's future.
All right, if you're involved, as Andy and I look out the window right now, it could get a little slick tonight in spots. Depends.
It might.
And it was slick this morning. So if you've been involved in an accident, or if, heaven forbid, an accident does happen and you end up with a vehicle that you need to fix, go to a good shop. We got three locations in northern Denver, I should say, to service you. 720-541-7697. Or again, find them at klzradio.com.
After a collision, you want to take your vehicle to a certified shop that specializes in auto body work. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop hear from a lot of people who think you need to go back to the dealership for auto body work. But just like John Rush has been telling you, many dealerships don't even do auto body work. Dealerships focus on sales. So in some cases, they don't even have the certifications and equipment required for quality collision repair. Al used to work for the dealerships before founding A Good Shop in North Glen in Commerce City. So he knows from experience that many dealerships farm your vehicle out to some other shop where you have no control over the process. You're just a number to them. That's why Al and his team at A Good Shop are proud to run an independent, certified collision repair center where they specialize in auto body work. Schedule an estimate with A Good Shop now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair, worth referring.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to john@rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
Hey, this is Sean Steven with Franktown Firearms. We're a family-owned and family-friendly shooting range in Franktown, Colorado. Join us for Shooting the Breeze with Franktown Firearms Saturdays at 2 p.m. on KLZ. We cover all sorts of topics from picking out a firearm to go bags and accessories, as well as maybe a little bit of comedic delight mixed in. Join us Saturdays at 2 p.m. on KLZ.
God. Country. Reason. Now back to John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Sean from Franktown Firearms, who you just heard there a moment ago, has got a great new program coming up on Saturdays, followed up by So we have Fix It Radio, Drive Radio, Sportsman of Colorado, and then you guys, Sean. So welcome to the Saturday team.
Thank you. I appreciate it. How are you doing?
We're doing very well. So talk to us about Franktown. What's going on? What's inventories like? What's our wait time on buying a gun right now? You know, give us a scoop.
The wait time is down to about a couple days right now.
Okay.
And the inventory in the firearm section has been good, which has been very, we've been blessed, and we're happy to have it.
Okay.
And ammunition is, like always, getting constantly hammered. We do limit it to try to keep it, you know, spread out as much as we can because we're, you know, charging under MSRP still for all the ammo, and we're bringing in more constantly. So if we don't have something when someone comes in, just check with us again the following week, and almost always we'll have something for you.
All right, awesome. I think we know politically speaking, you know, why we're seeing some of the demand in that area going up. But, you know, when people come in and talk to you about that, especially first-time gun buyers, what are they telling you?
The first-time gun you mean like why are they buying them?
Yeah, when they come in, first-time gun buyer that's never bought one before, what's, you know, if as you talk to them a little bit, what are they telling you as to the reason they're buying a gun for the first time?
A lot of the time it's them just saying, have you seen the news lately? And I'm like, yeah. You know what? Short answer, yes.
Okay.
But a lot of people are just waking up kind of to the fact that you're the best person to defend you. It's that whole adage, when seconds count, the police are minutes away.
Right.
And it doesn't mean go be a vigilante. That's not at all what I'm saying. But
right.
If you are unfortunate enough to be one of those statistics that, you know, a victim of violent crime, well, sometimes you have the ability to choose not to be a victim. And so they're choosing to protect their homes and at times be able to learn how to carry them, get their permit, and carry it on their person.
All right, let's talk about that for a minute. Somebody does come out there. They want to go through all of that. They want the ability to carry. There's a lot of training involved to make that happen. How do you guys accommodate that?
So if anyone that's interested goes on franktownfirearms.com and clicks on the calendar, the schedule at the top of the homepage, they can see our training schedule. And Karen Murray, our head instructor here, she's great. She does a lot of the concealed carry classes. We also do advanced concealed carry. And when you go through that training, it does include live fire on the range that same day. After you spend some time in the classroom and you show us, you know, you can be safe with that firearm, then we teach you how to use that firearm. And after that, a lot of people like to take more advanced training classes beyond that, where we have you moving and shooting down range and teach you how to use a shotgun in your home or a rifle.
All right. When it comes to some of the things you just mentioned, somebody comes in first time, and I know we've talked about this in the past. We always have new listeners, even folks today that haven't heard about you and don't know anything about buying a firearm. When they walk in and they go through that process, you know, what is it you do to find out the best firearm needs, or, you know, the best way to meet the needs of them in that area? What are some of the things you ask them? What do you do, and so on?
So we're going to ask them, you know, do you have something picked out? And if so, why? You know, some people already know what they want. If they're first time and they really don't know or they have an idea, we'll ask them, what's it for? You know, are you going to carry it? Well, probably not. Okay, so if you don't want to carry it, then you could probably get something that's a little bigger, that hold, you know, is going to handle that recoil better and hold more capacity. If it's something you want to carry and it's someone, you know, like if there's a woman who's petite, then we're going to try to pick something that fits comfortably in her hand, but is small enough that she's going to have an easier time carrying it, so it's not going to print, you know, and show
sure.
through their clothes, so it's not obvious they have it.
Sure. Man, it makes total sense to me. Let me ask you this. Anything that folks that come out for the first time need to know before they show up? In other words, is there certain things they need to bring along with them, or do they just show up, buy the gun, do the things you guys need to do, and take it from there? Or is there things they need to be bringing along with them?
Just show up with an open mind. If you don't have a firearm, you don't have eye or ear protection, that's okay. We've got you covered.
Okay.
We lend those to you at no charge when you go on the range and you rent a lane, or if you're doing one-on-one instruction with one of our instructors, Rico and Alan are great. And be able to go on with them, we've got you covered. Even if this is your first time, we will be happy to walk you through it from A to Z.
Perfect. How do they get a hold of you, Sean, and what are wait times like right now, even if they want to come out and just buy a gun? Do they show up? Do they got to make an appointment? How does that work?
They can show up, make their purchase once they found something they're comfortable with. It will take a couple of days right now for the background to kind of fluctuate depending on the queue in the state. But you can come on in as you are 7 days a week, and you can find us on franktownfirearms.com or give us a call at 720-770-7777.
Leave it at that, Sean. Good stuff. Thanks again, and welcome again to our Saturday editions.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. Good
Thanks, Sean. Take care. Have a great evening. And again, that is Franktown Firearms. Up next, Enchanted Kitchens. As we always say, make that kitchen the enchanted place in your home. You can find them at klzradio.com.
The Enchanted Kitchens design team will make your ideas work beautifully. You're ready to move forward with your new kitchen design, but you're already worn out by all of the decisions. You've compared prices, you've collected photos online, but now you need help getting started. Let the Enchanted Kitchens design team take it from here. You could pick out new cabinets and countertops from any home supply store, and someone would probably come to your house one time to measure your space. But the Enchanted Kitchens design team will help you make your ideas work beautifully. That's the difference between trying to handle your own kitchen redesign and hiring the professional team of designers at Enchanted Kitchens. You will have an experienced guide to walk you elegantly through the process. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center. Find them now at klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. We had a couple minutes here before we finish out this first hour. And by the way, if you miss anything in the first hour, you can catch it tonight between 6 and 7 p.m. If it's getting close to 7 o'clock and you are listening to our replay hour, we do appreciate it very much. Don't forget, we'll be back tomorrow for Fix It Radio, Drive Radio, Sportsman of Colorado, and as we talked to Sean from Franktown a moment ago, the new firearm show.
Right.
So it'll be a lot of fun tomorrow.
2 p.m. Saturday.
All right, so I've got something else I want to read. I just don't know, Andy, if I've actually got time to do it at the moment. Maybe we'll do it at 5 o'clock. There's actually a letter that was sent out by Sam's Number 3, the restaurant, which I guess got closed down.
Let's get to that in the 5 o'clock hour. Let's really quick touch on that letter again that the young kid sent.
Okay.
This is sick. Okay, here's what really gets me, John. Our governor is shutting down their entire lives to protect people from being exposed to something that he got exposed to.
True.
He caught COVID following all the rules that he is imposing on them, and he's shutting down their entire lives. Meanwhile, none of his life has been shut down at all. He's rich. He's got it made. He can do whatever he wants. He can order in whatever he wants. He hasn't been held back one bit. He's not suffering. They are. And that's why we say he doesn't care, John. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Is that fair?
I think that's a very fair statement. And the bottom line, and I've been saying it ever since COVID began, well, even before COVID, you know, started, our governor doesn't care about the constituents and the citizens of Colorado.
He is, without question, the most callous, uncaring person ever. And it was really embodied in his statement when he came against mask wearers and called mask opponents.
Yes, us, you and me.
And called us what?
Selfish bastards.
You're selfish bastards because you don't want to wear masks. Sir, masks kill shopping. They kill the economy. We care about people's jobs. Okay.
We care about their livelihood. We care about their mental state. We care about all sorts of things about them.
Exactly. It isn't just because, ooh, icky, it's not comfortable. No. Sir, these things are wrecking our economy.
At 5 o'clock, we'll talk a little more about some of that and some of the things that we've... Because we get text messages and things from you all where some of you don't necessarily agree with those statements. We'll talk about some of that at 5 o'clock. But next,
movies.
All right.
With deadlines, a ticking clock, anything where you got to beat the buzzer.
We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. Hour 2 is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.